Sherry Bader, show 956. I'm actually surprised more listeners didn't disagree with this. There are a couple via email, disagree with me, I should say. There are a couple via email saying, no, you're being anti-business here. Well, not really. They're looking for in some cases, they're looking for an unfair negotiating advantage. They want to know what your starting point is, and they don't want to disclose their starting point. That's not anti-business, asking for a level playing field. Now, in the case of government jobs, where the salaries are posted because they are public record, then it's a level playing field. I think you can make more of a case for asking there because you do get to know what the window is. But for private companies where the salaries aren't disclosed, it's just it's an unfair advantage. I don't know if I want the government to fix it, but if everybody starts doing it, I don't know what else the remedy is. And more are excluding you from consideration if you don't give your salary history. Tim in Green Bay, go ahead. Tim, you there? Tim is not there, so we're going to go to Mick in De Pere. Mick, go ahead.
Good morning. Jerry, a couple thoughts real quick. One is this is a good reason why to get rid of HR and get them out of the process because they cause more problems than they're worth. The second is this is an incentive to lie about your salary, and what a shame you got to be forced into that scenario.
Yeah, it is, and I just got an email from a friend. Mick, thanks a lot for the call. Jerry, if a company won't consider hiring me without disclosing my salary, I wouldn't want to work there. Again, that's fine if you can choose another company. My belief is this is something most, if not all, companies either are already doing or will be doing soon. Something else that ticked me off. By the way, this doesn't really tick me off because I haven't applied for a job in a long time. I haven't been asked my salary in a long time. I got something in the mail that hacked me off that I want to share with you. And we need to get to something that I didn't get to yesterday, that study on retirement benefits for, 9:59.
The Jerry Bader Show.